Okay, so we're continuing the Gemara Daf Memches Amud Beis, and we're starting from Ikad Demasti Lo Haseifa. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah with Ramei and Rabbi Huda that if it's a sof, two kids, and one of them is a bechor for sure, and the other one we're not sure. One was sure. We don't know either one. One of them is sure is a bechor, one of them is sure is not a bechor. We're not sure which one's which. Ramei says that after you split the estate, you're potter, and Rabbi Huda says you're chay. So now we're going to a similar Gemara that we had. Just want to start with Rabbi Yehuda. Rikin the Maslah Seifa. Rabbi Yehuda says Nischayv on Nechasim. Yehuda says that even if the father dies, the Nechasim still chayv the five Slaim, and since the father was mechayv Manav Shach, therefore you have to pay from the state five Slaim. That's what Yehuda says. So after Gemara, the Misa Av Amos. When did the father die? Ilema the Mis. If the father died after 30 days, after you split the estate, your potter. If the father died after the chi of pidyon ben kicked in and was chal in the nechas already, so it's a shiva in the nechas already, even when you split it, it should be chai. Ella must be b'soich shloishim within 30 days. So then the question is, why is Rabbi Huda chai after you split it? Because when it hits 30 days, then they each already split it. And Lezer Gavel Lahailet Chai, Lezer Gavel Lahailet Chai. Let each guy, each son say, no, it's not me, I'm at the Bechor. So why Yechai by Chalku? Why is Rehuda saying, Eschai v'n Chosim by Chalku? So on Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's a little different than before this Gemara. Because here we're saying, why, if you're Rehuda, why Yechai, even though they split already? On Rehuda, there's a meres, Shnei Yosef Hashem and Shai B'yachas, so two Yosef Hashem in the same city. The lokach echem himself mechaveria, and one Yosef and Shimon bought a field from the other Yosef and Shimon. So shtei thought the vachoyv gave him menu. He could collect from him. The Amalei says like this: Ibe the doch maskina man the doch kasher. I'm taking. If you owe me money, I'm taking from you. Ibe chavrak maskina. If your friends want to owe me, mishtab loch mekam doch to have a shiva in the chasim before it came to you. So he says Yosef Meres over here that I can go to like one of the kids. There's Reuven and Shimon, two kids. I go to Reuven and say here. Either you're the Bechar and you owe me money, or your brother's the Bechar and he owes you money, and then there's a Shiva in the Chasim. There's a Shiva in the Chasim, and it's like he sold you his field. He sold you his field because he made a Chalukah on the Yerusha.
But they don't own one thing,
but the Lekuchas, whatever Halacha is, he's going now, whatever you own, you're considered Lekuchas. Yerushim Aksil Lekuchos. So whatever you own, you're Aksil Lekayach from him. So you have a Shiva on something. When you make your Chalukah, so Reuven, part of his stuff are bought from Shimon. So Reuven has fields from Shimon. So he's saying, you're Meshuvah. The Gemara is going to slog us up in a second. Gemara says, Amarava Mechti Nechsud Bar Inushin Arvin Bay. Your fields are Arev, and you can't go to the Arev first. You have to first go to Shimon. And Shimon's going to say, it's not me. And therefore, he says it can't go, and therefore the Gemara has to go explain the Mechlekes like we had later on in the Gemara before, that the Mechlekes is to went after 30 days. Yeshiva Nechasim. So the Gemara says, if you have enough money, of course, Yeshiva Nechasim. Here the case was, you only had five Slotim, and the Mechlekes is Chomish or Chatsi Chomish, the Gemara changes to Mechlekes of Asi or the Rapapa, and that's the same Mechlekes like before, just the Gemara started with Kulik Lishnakama. The Gemara started from a different angle. Okay, Zokta Mishnah, new Mishnah. You have two women that never had, you know, Yaakov's married to Rachel and Leah. They have two, they both never had any children. The oldest is Charim, they both had two Charim. Now you said Yud Slam the Kohen. Poshit, they both had a Bechar, right? They give 10 Slam to the Kohen. Meis Echem Em Seshloishim, they're mixed up over here. The Rachel and Leah's children are mixed up. So Meis Echem Em Seshloishim, Yoim. If one of them died within 30 days, Im the coin echa, and you already gave the money. Im the coin echa, you already 10 to one coin. Im the coin echa, no, and yachs like chomish long, give it back. Because one died, and it was Megalim Afreya that the baby was an Eiffel. It wasn't chayiv, because the chayiv pidmin only happens after 30 days.
How could he give it before?
The Gemara talks later on about that, yeah. He could give it before. It's machlaikis, but the Gemara works it out if you both mind the yamim. Pasha after 30 days. So that's why here, if one dies, if you give it to one kohen, you give back the five slum. Then any yachal hates the other, you can't take it away. Each one says, no, it's not my bechor that died, it's yours. So each kohen says that. And therefore, you can't, and they keep it. So back to the case of Rachel and Leah. Let's say Rachel and Leah had a Zachar and a Keva. You know, one had a Zachar and a Keva and they mixed up. Or Shnei Zachar and a Keva. Or Shnei Zachar and a Keva. Then the father, might say, Yaakov is a Shochayev. He sure had one Bechar. So then, he has to give one cell to the one set of Pidyon Ben to the Kohen. But if Rachel and Leah had Shtena Kevas for Zachar and mixed up, we don't know who had what. So here it's very possible each one had a Keva first. So then, Ein Kan LeKohen Klum. It's a Mitzvah Verbal Raya and Ein Kan LeKohen Klum. I just like to speak out, important speak out, that no Kohen really has a Tviya on five Shlom because I can still give it to another Kohen. But the halacha is, if there is no tvias mamon on five shlom, there's no chiyuv pidyon haben either. It comes from tvias mamon. Since a kohen, even if the whole kuna shevikul comes together and says, "Give me my money," I can say my tzivah raya. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to give it either. So when we say my tzivah raya, we mean specific kohen. We mean my tzivah raya to the shevet kuna. Okay. Achas bichra v'achas loy bichra. Let's say Yaakov married Rachel and Leah. One of them already had a baby. Well, not going to be a pater rechem. You hold the shnei zacharim. They had two, you know, they each had a zachar. So then, the father Yaakov shows chayv one. He sure has one bechar. Even though we don't know which one it is, but he's chayv and shows one bechar. Noisin chamei shlom lekayin. Meisechem emzer shloishim yaim. One of those children died. I was pater because he could say, you know, what the one which one died, the one that's shloi bikur, the one that was bikur already. The mother that was bikra ready, that's the one who, no, the one shloi bikra. That's the one the shloi bikra, that's the one who died. Mesa av abanam kiyamim. So here we have a case where one of these two children is a bechar, and the father dies. The father's chayav five shlom if he's alive, but here he died. Abanam kiyamim. Same like as I had before in the Mishnah before. Abanam kiyamim. Rameo emir imnasnu ashloi chal kunasnu, which means before the chaluki chayav. From lav pturim. Rameo emir chayav nechasim, nechasim ar chayav. Zachar and a keva. If these two wives, one of them had a peter rechem ready, one of them did not, had a zachar and a keva. Now which one was which? Ain't kind of lekayin klum. Why not? Because maybe the one shloi bichra had in a keva. New case. Shtei nashim, shtei nashim. You had Rachel Leah married to Reuven and Yaakov, or Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon married Rachel Leah. So shloi bichru. If they both never had babies, both ladies, and they both had baby boys, so I don't care if I don't know which one's whose, still each one's chai five slum. Each husband is chai five slum, each father. If one of the children died, and now after he gave the money already, you can't take it away from them. Because the mitzvah of Chorei are all right. Zachar and a Keva.
In the first case, they split the five. The two fathers are going to split the five that together.
Yeah, they could do that. Yeah. Zachar and a Keva are always peturim. If it's Zachar and a Keva, then then ha'ava is peturim because each one can say, "I'm the one who had an a Keva." Ha'ava is peturim. But Ben chayv to zasper. But the Ben is chayv to pay to himself. Because this, you know, the Zachar and the Keva here, the Zachar is for sure a Bechar. He doesn't know who his father is. So he'll have to take care of being paid himself because he's for sure a Bechar, a Vada Bechar. What happens if the Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, that Shtena Keva is for Zachar? Or Shtena Keva is for Zachar? So here for sure, that here is the you can't say the sure a Bechar. Ain't kind of Kohen Klum. The Kohen has nothing. If Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah and Achas Bichra of Achas Bichra, one of them had a Bechor already, one of them did not have a Bechor already. One of them had a baby already. So Shnei Anoshim, Yodos Shnei Zecharim, Zeh Shaloi Bichra Ishtoi Neisecham Ishtoam Lekoi. Because he knows his wife and they're both Zecharim. So therefore, he'll give five Shlom. Even though he doesn't know who his child is, he sure has to give five Shlom. But Zachar and Akeva, they had a Zachar and Akeva in Kalan Koyin Klum. Then the Koyin gets nothing. Dr. Gemara, Maishno Shtei Kahanim, the Ozul Gavi Hai Umatchilei, the Ozul Gavi Hai Matchilei, Koyin Echanami, Lezul Gavi Hai Vladcha, Lezul Gavi Hai Vladchaya. Question is, we said by one Koyin, he has to give back five Shlom, right? If you gave to one Koyin, he has to give, and one kid dies, he has to give back five Shlom. Why does he give five Shlom? Let him say, oh, this five Shlom, no, that kid, you always say the same thing, like, which, It was two fathers. The case was there was two fathers and two wives, and they had two zcharim. So he says he gave the money already, and then he dies. Yeah. Right? Then one of them dies. The lachay has to give back one. And like Meir said, he split it. But the shaila is here. Why did he give it back? Each father comes to get his five shlam. Says, Dad, it wasn't you. The other one that died. Oh, it's not you. So how did he give back five shlam? They come by Asha. They come with a power attorney to the other one. They say, Malasha. If, you know, either way, either it's his son or his son. You don't write a harsha, a metaltalim. And the reason is because you can't write a power attorney on something that's not in the world, that maybe doesn't exist. But if you only write a power attorney on property which exists, you can't put it anywhere. But I can't write, you know, you say, this guy owes me a Rolex, here's a power attorney. Like, who said? It's something maybe it's not even in the world. Karka is something that's stationary, that doesn't look as bad. Here's a camera marsha on Tatlin. So we're hadim here the kafir. It's only if the guy is saying it doesn't exist. Avhegel kafir kasvidan. Here, the coin that's saying it doesn't exist, he's saying I have the five star, but I'm saying it's not you. And there you could write a harsha. So the bottom line is we're saying the case of giving it back is when you write a harsha. Okay, we got to test it off on top. We got two deaths.